Coronavirus, waste processing employers putting us at risk. I work as a site assistant at a household waste and recycling center. Last week we received an email from our employer saying due to the coronavirus we should stay 1 meter away from any member of the public who is sneezing, and wash our hands regularly. My first reaction was they have lost the plot, or buried their heads in the sand. So I sent a number of questions to them. I'm still awaiting for a response, even though the situation has drastically changed. 1. Do we have to unload a car from someone who is sneezing as the contents of the car will be contaminated? 2. If we have to self-isolate, will we be paid? 3. If we self-isolate, will this be on our record as a sickness incident? 3 sicknesses in a 12-month rolling period leads to special measures, and potentially dismissal. If this is the 4th sickness in a 12-month period, will we be dismissed? 5. Can we stop opening black bags of rubbish to remove recyclables as these contain soiled waste and a lot of tissues, which is a health risk at any time, but even more so now? 6. If the council decides to close the sites, will we be paid? 7. If schools are closed and employees have to stay at home to look after them, will they be paid or forced to use holiday, unpaid leave or dismissed for not showing up for work? 8. What is the policy on agency staff who may come in when ill, because they cannot afford not to, or have to wait 6 to 8 weeks for a universal credit claim to be paid? 9. As our gloves are cut-proof, but not waterproof, will they provide us with better gloves? I'm not holding my breath about them answering the points raised, or paying us, if the sites are closed. The problem with closing our sites is that rubbish will be stored at homes, a potential of health hazard, so our health will be put at risk, in order to deal with it. It is a real worry to me, and my colleagues, that we could go an extended period, through no fault of our own, without pay, in what is a job that has low pay to begin with. Dave Moody, Bristol.